Friday, Terem Eifel Chavchas, Nissan Tov Shinayin Zayin, Rabbi Yaakov Shlomo.
Thank you very much. Before I begin, I'd just like to thank Rabbi Menachem for giving me the zechus to speak today. I'm sure everybody appreciates and realizes the time, the thought, and the efforts that go into producing a speaker day in, day out. My bracha to him is that Hashem Yisparach v'chomoni demeitav, v'shliyomosh teira, v'piv, v'pizari, v'zera zara me'at v'adeinu. I want to discuss the shaila when you get to Hilchos Muksa. I want to discuss the shaila when you get to Hilchos Muksa, which came up quite a bit in Pesach, but at the same time could come up any Shabbos during the year. And that is as follows. Kidneys on Pesach, which Bnei Ashkenaz are knowing not to eat, but Bnei Sfad are knowing to eat. What happens if, let's say, an Ashkenazi goes to the house of a Sfadi, and the Sfadi asks him to pass the kidneys for him to eat? Is the kidneys also, is a muksa for the Ashkenazi, and hence also to pass to the Sfadi? Similarly, the other way around. A Sfadi comes to the house of an Ashkenazi, and Ashkenazi wants to give some kidneys to the Sfadi to eat. Is it muta, misad hilchos muksa, for the Ashkenazi to move the kidneys in order to give it to the Sfadi? Similar shaila, someone who's machmir not to have gebrochs on Pesach. If, let's say, someone who eats gebrochs on Pesach comes to the house of the person who's machmir not to have gebrochs, is it muta, misad hilchos muksa, for the person who does not eat gebrochs, to pass the gebrochs to the person who eats the gebrochs? Similarly, if the person who's machmir goes to the house of the person who's mekel to have gebrochs, who's noig to have gebrochs, is it going to be muksa for him to move the gebrochs around on Pesach? The Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, brings down a psak of Rebbe. Machta is muta letaltel ba'afra. A person has a shovel, someone has a fire pan, which has eifer, which has ashes on, in, then it's mutter to move the eifer machta on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Kasha, how can we mutter to move on Shabbos? L'chayra, the machta is a bosses to the eifer. The loch is as vast that if you have an article, a dava muksa, on top of something else which is supporting it, it's a bosses to it, then just like the muksa itself is also to move, so too, the bosses, the thing supporting, is also also to move. So how could Rebbe allow the machta containing the eifer to be moved on Shabbos? The choyer, the machta, is a bosses to the eifer. Which the Gemara says that over here, the machta, apart from having eifer in, it also has isbei karatin. It has, karatin is levoina, is a type of sweet-smelling substance. There's a piece of this, small piece of this karatin in the machta as well. And hence, the machta, the fire pan, is now not only a bosses to the eifer, which is the dava asa, it's also a bosses to the keratin, the levoina, which is the dava muta. And since the machta is both a bosses to the dava asa, the eifer, and the keratin, the levoina, and levoina is more chashuv, then therefore the machta, this fire pan, will not be muksa. To which the Gemara asks, Bei kart, keratin bei Rebbe mi chashivi, is keratin in the house of Rebbe chashuv? Tehainu, Rebbe was an Oshir. Rebbe was a wealthy person. And therefore, the choyer, the keratin, this small piece of keratin, small piece of levoina, has no chashivas to Rebbe. It's something which Rebbe himself would never use. He wouldn't use that at all. And therefore, since it's worthless to him, the levoina itself is going to be muksa, just like the eifer itself. And therefore, it's not going to help having the keratin in the machtop. It's not going to make it into a boss as a dova, os, a dova, mutter. The keratin is as useless and as os as the eifa.
So if it's a roast peel, is it into a bottle of data, right?
Slowly, slowly.
If roast people would do it, does it?
Slowly, slowly. Ask the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. V'achazi l'aniim. Very nice, Rebbe is a wealthy man. And therefore, for him, it's not choshuv. But l'chayr for an oni would use the keratin. He would use a levaina. So the chayr, since it's fitting for an oni to use, that itself is a sibbe why it should not be muksa. To which the Gemara says no. Big day aniim la aniim, big day ashirim la ashirim. Avol da aniim la ashirim loy. The hainu. If you have a beged, which is a very inferior type of beged, a small scrap of cloth, which an oni is machshiv, then for him that's considered to be a beged and therefore not muksa. However, an oni, a beged of an oni for an oshir, that since for the oshir himself was not choshev, therefore although for the oni it's choshev, since for the oshir it's not choshev, therefore hasn't got a, is considered to be a useless item clapping the oshir, and therefore muksa for the oshir, and not only for the oshir, but since we're talking over here in the house of the oshir, since it's not choshev for the oshir himself, huadin, and therefore muksa for the oshir, is also going to be muksa for the oni. And therefore, the Beit Karatin, the Karatin in Beit Rebbe, in the house of Rebbe, the Machta of Rebbe, since for Rebbe the Karatin is not Choshev because he's an Oshir, then, since for him it's useless and therefore is Muksa, although for an Oni is Choshev, an Oni would use the Karatin, therefore it's not going to make it into a Dava Mutter, it's not going to make it into a Basa Dava Asa Dava Mutter, and even the Oni in the house of the Oshir is going to be Asa, is going to be have a Dimuksa and Asa Tum. Good question, I don't know. Good question. Says the Ran, Mukha from over here, that anything in the house of an Oshir, which for him is not Choshev, then, since for the owner the Oshir is not Choshev, therefore, and hence Osir to move, even for an Oni, it's going to be Osir to move. And it's brought Allah Chalamaisa, Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Simin Shinches, as Big Day, Anim, Lashirim, Osa, both for the Oshir and even for the Oni. There's a Gemara, a Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omid Beis. The Mishnah over there discusses and says that Truma Tahoira is Mutter to move on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Obviously you can move on Shabbos, why not? Says the Gemara, no. The Mancha B'Yad Yisrael. The Truma is now presently in the hand of the Yisrael. It hasn't got to the hand of the Kohen yet. Ma'u D'Teima Kivend Le'Chazdi Le'Osa. You might thought that what, since the Truma is now in the hand of the Yisrael, hasn't given to the Kohen, and the Truma is not Chazi for the Yisrael can't eat the Truma, therefore you might think it's going to be Muksa. Says the Gemara, no. Kamash Malon, given the Chazdi Lekohen Shapidomi. Since it's Roy for the Kohen can eat it, therefore it's not Muksa, even for the Yisrael in the hands of the Yisrael. As Tosfos Akasha, what's the Chiluk? Why Legaba Truma do we say that what, although it's not Roy for the Yisrael, but since it's Chazi Lekohen, it's Roy for the Kohen, then therefore it's not Muksa even for the Yisrael. Yet Legaba Big Dianim, the base Oshir, the keratin in the base Oshir, since for the Oshir himself it's not Roy, it's not Chazi, the fact that it's Chazi Lanim is not going to be a sibla to make it Ois Muksa for the Oshir. Answers Tosfos that there's a Chiluk between something which is Muksa Machmas Griusa and something which is Muksa Machmas Isura Deravioli. Dahainu. A small piece of beged, a small piece of keratin, which the reason why for the oshir is not is considered muksa, because machmas kriyusa has got no chashivas to him. It's something he throws away. Tim is useless. Something which is going to be thrown away into the dustbin. Something like that, since for him it's got no ishtamishes, in his eyes it's got no ishtamishes at all. Therefore, that's muksa not only for him but also for the oni as well. However, truma tahira, which in its own right is that has a chashivas, is something the person can eat. Only what's is sur d'ravioli. You've got a dova stodi, an issa stodi, which is lying on it, and mikoyach that is also to eat. Something like that, since it's roy and it's chazi, fitting for someone else to eat the kain to eat, then over there we say, since it's chazi the kain, it's not muksa even for the Yisrael himself.
So I'm glad I said that, because the beged is roy for something. It's got a chashivas. It's for you, it's not chashivas. But the beged has a chashivas. It's not really an answer. There's not a chilik. The chilik you're making is not really a chilik. The truma has got a value not by this man at all, but by other person. Good. But the beggar has a value not by this person.
But so, but for that person, Mahmud can use it. For him, it's a useless article. Clapping him, it's useless.
I don't see the chilukim you're making. Beged and truma. Truma has got a value not to this person, but to the kohen. The beged has not got a value to this person, but to the beged. Some people who need it to the beged.
You're right. We're saying muksa is all halach and aksas adas. It's a person's mindset. Right, when a person sees a piece of beged, tim is something which is going to be thrown away. So he doesn't think about giving it to someone else. A piece of truma, though, which is still a davar choshev be'etzem, the boss he can't have because it's asa, will enter his mind to give someone else that he hasn't got aksas adas from.
I'd like to ask one more question about the matzahs. What happens with machine matzahs and somebody doesn't need machine
matzahs? Fine, same shayla. Tosfos asks another question from the Gemara of Kuf Chafei Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara talks about shori prismois, leftover pieces of a talus, a worn-out beged, and the Gemara says that it's less than gimel al gimel etzvois, less than 3 by 3 fingers. Then it's also to move both for an ani and for an oshik, because it's useless. Says Tosfos, mashma, that if a piece of material would be more than gimel al gimel etzvois, then therefore l'chayra is going to be mutter to move. Ask Tosfos, why l'chayra is not roi for an oshik bichlal? Answers Tosfos two tirutzim. Teres number one is that in a chanami, the Gemara over there is talking about for an oni. For an oni is mutter to move, but for an osh is going to be asa. The second teres is Tosfos, over there the Gemara is talking about oshir but base oni, a rich person in the house of the oni, the hainu. That which the Gemara says now that daf bim zayin, that Bebei Rebbe, since it's not chosh for him who was an oshir, is asa even for the oni, that's because you're in the house of the oshir. You always go after the Ba'alim. Since the Ba'alim is not Choshev, for the Asher is not Choshev, therefore the Oni can't move it either.
Yeah.
However, an Asher based Oni, since in the house of the Oni, the owner who is an Oni, for him it's Choshev, even for the Asher is going to be Mutana. And but this is a machlekes between the Taz and the Chazanish. The Taz holders was that it's only an Asher in the house of the Oni. That Kehilu, since for the Oni himself it's Muta, because for him it's Choshev, the Asher is Nigra, he's schlepped after, he's going to be Nigra, schlepped after the Balabais, and therefore it's just like for the Balabais is Mutter, for the Asher is also going to be Mutter. But an Asher outside the house of the Oni is going to be Asher. However, the Chaznish argues, and the Chaznish holds no, that since this Beged is owned by someone who's going to mishtamish with it, this is something which is owned by mishtamish, something which a person is going to use. Therefore, even an Asher outside the house of the Oni is going to be Mutter. The Gemara on Kuf Chazayin goes weiter. And the Gemara says, Mishnah says that Demai is mutter to move on Shabbos. Demai is something which is tavua, produce which is owned by an Amoret, which we take on, Truma Gedolah has been taken, but what Choshes is the Maisa Mishnah hasn't been taken, and therefore the Halacha LaMaisa is also for a person to eat it until he's taken Maisa. However, for an Oni is mutter to eat Demai without taking Maisa. The Gemara asks the question, why is it mutter to move Demai? The Chayr Demai, you can't take Maisus on Shabbos itself. The person can't eat it. So why is it mutter to move Demai? So the Gemara answers, Kivin di boi mafkalei nechosei b'hava oni b'chazilei hashta nami chazilei. Since the person could make his nechosim hefka, be mafkalei nechosim, and hence make himself into an oni, and then it will be roi for him to eat, even without taking Maisus, therefore it's called chazi, it's called roi for that person. Why does the Gemara have to come on to a new svara to matid demai? Because he could be mafkiz nechasa and turn himself into an oni. Just like we said, legaba truma tahira, because you could give it to the koyim, then therefore it's not muksa, even for the Yisrael. So say over here as well. Even for someone who's an oshi, who's not an oni yet, who hasn't been mafkiz nechasim, he can give it to an oni. And since he can give it to the oni, therefore lechayra what? It's called chazi, and shouldn't be muksa, even for the person who's not an oni. Why does the Gemara have to come on to a new svara, Iboy Mafkalei Nechasi? So Tosfos answers, Hey Nachanami, you're right, the Gemara could have said that. The Gemara just wanted to give a svara to create a scenario where it would be Chazi for the person himself. Didn't want to make up a new scenario where it's going to be because Chazi for someone else. But Nachanami, the same svara would apply like Abba Demai as well. The Rashba is Chaylik. The Rashba says no. There's a mockum to Mechalik between Truma Tahira and Demai. Truma Tahira is never going to be roi for the Yisrael. He always has da'at. The only thing he can do with this is to give it away. And therefore, his das is, when Shabbos comes in, this is something which I'm going to give to the Kohen. It's asik ha'daita. It enters his mind to give to someone else. Therefore, you haven't got a haksas ha'das. It's not out of his mind. Mashenki demai, after Shabbos, he can take ma'isus. It's something he can keep for himself. Therefore, his mindset is as well. So I'm not going to give it to someone else. I'm going to keep it for myself. And on Shabbos, he can't eat it. So therefore, since he wants to keep it for himself, and he can't eat it on Shabbos, he's maxi his das. He has haksas ha'das. He's back to it, and therefore, although it's right for an Oni, since he has no intention to give it to the Oni, then therefore it's going to be Muksa even for him. Just to add a little bit more Bior into the Rashba, when the Rashba asks Tosfos, St. Kasha's Tosfos, Legaba the Chiluk between Truma Tahoira and Big Da'anil and Big Da'ashirim, the Rashba is Moisiv Elil Knech, and he says that the svara to mechalik between truma tahira and a beged, because truma a beged is machmas griusa, mashing and truma tahira is the sod raviole. He says because a beged, since machmas griusa, I never le asika daiti to give to someone else. I never have in mind to give it to somebody else. But truma tahira, since beetim is choshev is only sod raviole, is asika daiti to give to someone else. Now the Rashba's svara is as well that the muksa is going to be tolly. Is it going to enter my mind to give someone else? If it's not roi for me, but it's going to enter mind to give to someone else, so you haven't got aksas hadas. He's not max it from his mind. However, something which he has got no intention to give to someone else, either machmas griyusu, because he wants to keep it for himself, then his person is going to max the das. His mindset is not to use it, and therefore it's going to be muks. Until now, we've spoken about something which is mitzad, the one person is muta, but someone else is going to be asa, but there's no machlekes, there's no discussion at all over here whether it's muta or asa. Right, the marshal, truma tahira. Truma tahira for the Yisrael, according to everyone, is asa, and to the Kohen is going to be muta. What's halacha going to be about something which is subject to machlekes? Let's say, I hold something is asa for everyone, but there are people who are matter it. Is it going to have the same halacha? The Shah Melech in Hilchos Lulav is dan b'negeya to a pipe of a smoker on Yom Tov. Without going into the halachos of smoking nowadays at all, we'll talk about the times of the Shah Melech when there was a machlekas whether or not it's mutter to smoke on Yom Tov. Is it called Havar Shleil Tzorich or not? What is the halacha of the pipe of a smoker on Yom Tov where he himself is machmeh not to smoke? Do we see that since he's machmir not to smoke, therefore this pipe is not muksa for him? Or do we say no, that since there are those people who are matter smoking on Yom Tov, and people would smoke, therefore even for the person who's machmir on Yom Tov, it's not going to be muksa?
If you can touch a candle on Yom Tov, why can't he touch a cigarette, even though he's not a smoker?
He's also, it's a cliche machmir,
isn't it? If he's touching a candle,
which candle is muksa. A candle is muksa's light for you. But the candle is mutter to light on Yom Tov. It's a klish menach bin ha'etzah.
So it's a smoke?
No, it's not. If you hold this off, it's a klish menach bin ha'etzah.
But the person who smokes?
For the person who doesn't smoke. What about the person who does not smoke? What's the status of the pipe on Yom Tov?
You don't make a restriction on a candle to a person who needs a candle and doesn't need a candle.
Because it's universal, that's why. It's universal. Everyone has a tzorich of a candle. Like, there is a tzorich, there is a shimush of a candle on Yom Tov for everyone. Person can use it. For the person who holds the offer, he can't move it. Correct. Correct. For him, it's a kishnach bin isa. Says the Shah Melech, that this is going to be dependent on the machlekes between the Tosfos and the Rashba b'negeya to Demai. He says, L'chayra, the fi Tosfos, anything which is chosi for someone else, since it's chosi for someone else, just like Demai, it's not going to be muksa, even for the person for whom it's asa. However, according to the Rashba, who says, L'gabit Demai, that it depends on whether or not you would give it to someone else or keep it for yourself, L'chayra is not going to give his pipe to somebody else, he's going to keep it for himself. And therefore, the chayr, just like demai lefi the Rashba, is going to be muksa, although it's chosi to someone else. So too, this pipe is going to be asa for the person who's machmir not to smoke. However, at the end of the day, the Shah Melech is chayr, and he says no. The chayr is a chiluk between demai and a pipe. That demai is not going to give away, because if he gives it away, he's not going to get it back. However, the pipe belonging to a smoker, L'chayra, he's going to get it back, and therefore, to feed the Rashba, just like Demai, according to the Rashba, that since a person would give it to someone else, it's asik adayta to give to someone else, then L'chayra, it's not going to be muks. Her nafkamun will be like a cigarette which a person won't get back. L'chayra, according to the Shah Melech, the feed of Shah Melech is going to be subject to the machlekes between the Tosfos and the Rashba. However, that which the Shah Melech takes on with Pshitas, that since the person is going to get the pipe back, then therefore L'chayra, the Rashba is going to agree. L'chayra, it ought to be tolly on a different machlekes. There's a machlekes aposkim, b'nigeya to the halacha of lifnei iver. If I hold something is osa, but someone else holds his mutter, is it mutter for me to give that dava osa to the person who holds his mutter? So we look at the person who holds his osa, and therefore it's lifnei iver, he's in a mishnah to give to the person who holds his mutter, because I hold his osa for him. He holds his mutter. Or do you look at the person who holds that his mutter? So that is a big machlekes aposkim. On the one hand, the ksav sefer, the mabit, the gris moisha, all take on. You look at the person to whom you're giving the issa to. Since for the person you're giving the issa to, it's mutter, therefore for me you hold that is osa, even for everyone, there's no issa of neiva becha. However, the mincha shema, shem zama orbach, he holds no. That's something which you hold, that this is osa, but it's a gomel for everyone, but someone else is mekel, there's going to be an issa of lifnei iver. However, something which you hold is only there, only osa, but to chumra, you rov told you to be naig issa, you did not you choshish issa, you think it's osa, you don't want to be machme. If you hold only osa but to chumra, then something which is only osa but to chumra, then even the mincha shema is going to take on that it's muta to give to someone else who's mekel, and there's no issa of lifnei iver. And l'chayra, according to the svar of the Rashba, that it's all tolly whether it's asik adayte to give to someone else. Is it going to enter my mind to give to someone else? L'chayra is going to be tolly on this machlekes. A pipe, if you hold that what's smoking on Yom Tov is taka osa be'issa gomor, even though it's something which l'chayra you could give to someone else, but if you hold this osa, it's an issa lifnei iver to give to someone else, you're not going to give it to them. Therefore, it's all tolly whether it's going to enter your mind to give to them. You might see your doubts from giving it to them. And therefore, the chayr is going to be muksa for everyone. However, you see a person not smoking, leshbetul chumra, because you know a chumra, you'll be told to know a chumra isa, you know, and actually haven't learned through the sugya to come out with a maskona that is also be isa gomu, then something like that, it will be masika daiti to give to someone else, because there is no isa lefneiva. There's no isa lefneiva, and therefore, the chayr, lefi the rashba, is going to be muta.
Some person
who smokes on sukkahs
would be muted to touch a cigarette. A person who Pesach
makes a restriction on himself, he's not going to smoke. Pesach, you want to be allowed to, but sukkahs, you wouldn't be allowed to. Why? Why is that a chilek?
Because sukkahs, Pesach, he doesn't smoke. He doesn't touch a cigarette, so Pesach, now you're saying a restriction, a person who doesn't allow to. Why? Why is that a chilek?
Because another people don't smoke a Pesach. Oh, Pesach, 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 Pesach. Let's make a sikkim of the halacha before we actually go to the halacha l'maisana. Right, we said that a beged, which has got no chashivas to a wealthier person, then in his house, it is going to be osa for him and for anybody else, well, an oni as well. In the house of the oni, such a beged, who's mashiv such a beged, then for the oni, it's not going to be a muksa. For the osha, also a muksa inside the house. Outside the house, it's subject to machlekas between the taz and the chazanish. No, no, he's nice. As regards the beggar as well, he's saying. Yeah, but and therefore be choshed of him now. Then it's going to be choshed. Unless you say these things for us taste, as soon as Machmas Griusa, it doesn't enter his mind bechlal that to do something like that, to machmas such a thing. Something like Truma Tahira, which is Muta, Osa for the Yisrael, but Muta for the Kain, that the Chol Kula Alma, because it's Chazi the Kain, that was not Muksa for anyone, not for the Kain, nor for the Yisrael. Something like Demai, where it's something which is Muta for someone else, but Osa for him, but it's something which he could eventually take for himself, that's going to be subject to Machlekes between the Tosfos and the Rashba. And Halacha L'Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the Svar of Tosfos, and it doesn't make the Chilek of the Rashba B'chlal. seemingly indicating that the halacha is like Tosfos, and therefore anything which is chazi, anything which is roi be'etzem, is going to be for someone else, is not muksa fenu. The stipler is chayla b'tkifis on the Shah Melech, and he says, how can you say that the smoke, the pipe of a smoker on Yom Tov, because all those who are maker is not muksa for the person who is machmir not to smoke, clapping him is not chazi for everyone. Chol's not chazi for everyone, and therefore he's chaylik on the Shah Melech, and he's machalik. If you hold his taka osa to smoke in Ganson, it's called not chazi for anyone. However, something which you only machmir not to smoke but to a chumra, then since you hold it's only but to a chumra, therefore it's called chazi for someone else. And therefore, even the stipler would be masking that if he tastes it's going to be mut. Let's now come back to our shayla at the beginning. We spoke about kidneys. Kidneys l'chayra is going to be daima to trumah tahayra. Kidneys l'chayra for the Bnei Ashkenaz is mutagom. Is mutagom. According to the, sorry, osa. Bnei Ashkenaz is going to be osa. If he the Bnei Safad, it's mut. So l'chayra is going to... Slowly. L'chayra, however, for Bnei Ashkenaz, although l'chayra is somebody summoning with is l'chayra is like demai, it's saying they could keep until when? Until after Pesach. Therefore, l'chayra is going to be it's like demai to demai. For the Bnei Ashkenaz, something which is osa, and they could keep till after Pesach. For the Bnei Sfar, it's muta. Therefore, l'chayra l'fid tesis, according to the Shah Melech, l'fid the Shah Melech, l'fid tesis is going to be muta, l'fid the Rashba is going to be osa. We said the Mishnah Berurah passes as mashma, they pass it like tesis. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, and similarly I saw brought down the shame of Rabbi Yashiv, that kidneys, even for Bnei Ashkenaz, since it's chazi for Bnei Sfad, therefore it's going to be mutter, haim for the Bnei Ashkenaz, haim for the Bnei Sfad.
It's not better than a cigarette.
Slowly.
Why is it better than a cigarette? Why are the kidneys better than
the
cigarette?
Because kidneys for the Bnei Ashkenaz,
not
for the
Bnei... Not now. Now we know it's not going to eat the whole Pesach. So the cigarette is the same, it's permitted, the weekdays is permitted. What's a cigarette different than...
Because a cigarette, if I'm the machmir not to smoke, I hold this also even for the person who smokes to smoke. But in kidneys, I took on the humra, I took on the halacha, but I'm masking... That's right, mamish demit to demay and trumah tahayra. What about gebrachos? L'chayra pashtof rishayna. That l'chayra is something which you hold is chometz. You hold is chometz. Therefore, l'chayra is something which you hold is osa, and l'chayra, if it's chometz, no one's allowed to eat it. Therefore, l'chayra is going to be tolle on what? A baita is daima to the smoker's pipe on Yom Tov. And according to the Shah Melech, is going to be machlekes tesis and rashba, and feed the stipler, l'chayra, if you hold is mamish osa, then it's going to be osa, haim for the person who's machmir, haim for the person who's mekel. However, says the Chazanish, from the fact that we see that the people who are machmir not have gebrachos or mekel nachmir shel Pesach, vice is the chumra ba'alma. It's not pashat yichol be'etzem is going to be osa. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, since it's only a chumra, therefore it's going to have the same halacha as what? As l'chayra, as demai, and trumah tahayra, and we pass it like tesis. And therefore, since it's chazi for someone, therefore it's not going to be muksa for anyone, it's going to be muksa for anyone to move the gebrachos.
That's why you cook on Shri Shem Pesach, when after Shabbos, that's why you cook gebrachos.
Correct. That's different because right. Over here it's more Shvishal Pesach. Also, I mean, it's not Muktzah B'chai, you say. That's why it's not Muktzah, you say. Because it's not Muktzah at all. That's right. But it's not, it's B'tor Chumra, though. It's B'tor Chumra, that's Nakuda. If it's only that B'tor Chumra, that was Chazib is someone else who's Mekel.
How can you cook on Shvishal Pesach?
My bad. What's the problem? From Yom to Shabbos, you can't. You can't. No, Shabbos next day you can.
No, but even without
the kosher as well. Right.
You're only allowed to
be over.
That's all there.
No, but if it's Shabbos next day, you can. Shabbos next day, you can.
You're not preparing, or you're making a mitzvah, you're making a mitzvah too high, because you're making today this whole entire field. It's not making a complete effort from the Achashem Pesach to Shvishim, to Shvishim Pesach to Shvishim.
Saying, I think if I remember correctly, the whole reason why the Musaki Erev Tashini is for the Gezeira Otto case when Shabbos comes after Yom Tov, is there because it's the Chashash Zilzel?
No, the Erev Tashini is you've got to leave all for the Erev Tashini. If you haven't left all for the Erev Tashini,
because of the Erev, correct.
That's not allowed. Because you must leave all, you're Moisif. That's all the Erev Tashini is allowed.
If I remember correctly, let's look at it. If I remember correctly, the Gemara and Beitza is Mashma, the words they're doing.
What? The Ashir Akhuz is nothing, I haven't got the card.
What about cigarettes on Yom Tov for someone who's machmir not to smoke? The chayra is going to be pent. If the reason why you're machmir not to smoke on Yom Tov, so a smoker who's machmir not to smoke on Yom Tov, chayra, what's the halacha going to be? Then if you hold this mamish asa, it is going to be mamish asa, then the chayra, his cigarettes are asa, home for him, and him for someone who's makel to smoke on Yom Tov. What about the cigarettes in the house of someone who's makel to smoke on Yom Tov? The chayr, since he's makel, the chayr, they're not muksa for him, even, nor for someone who is machmir not to smoke on Yom Tov. If either taz only in the house of the person who's makel, and according to the chaznish, even outside. However, someone who's
smoking, Moshe Feinstein says, the three people who listen to me, I would say, definitely also to smoke on Yom Tov.
Fine, that's a different shayla. I don't want to go into that shayla. You're right. I don't know. Oh, bracha, did you say? Yes. However, lo yutzia, a person is noig not to smoke only b'tol chumra. He was given a psak not to smoke. He's choishish leesa. Then the chayra, since only b'tol chumra, since there are, he holds that what is only a chumra. Therefore, chayra, since there are those who are mekul, therefore, even in the house of the person who's machmei, is going to be muta. What about literature of someone who's not aware that it's osa to read, but reads it on Shabbos? You go to someone like who's not aware, it's divri cheshik. Literature which is ma'ira person's type, which is osa to read. In the house of someone who's not aware that it's osa and therefore reads it. This is ma'ira fanshta, big chiddush. Since for that person who's not aware that it's osa, he reads it, you haven't got a haksas hadas. Therefore such literature in the house of the person who is maker, who's knowing to read such things, since for him he wasn't matter from his das, therefore it's not going to be asa in his house, bichlal. So just the sikkum comes out as follows, that l'chayra kidneyus and gebrochs l'chayra, since be'etzem no one holds as well as asa be'issa, be'issa and gomu for anyone else, l'chayra is mutter to move, hand for the people who are machmer, hand for people who are maker. Cigarettes are going to depend on whether or not the reason why you're machmir. If you're machmir because it holds your osa be'is a gomel, then it's going to be osa in his house for anyone. For someone who's mekel, it's going to be mutter in their house. However, you see a person is only machmir not to smoke, but to a chumra, it's not because he holds be'is a osa, then it's going to be mutter for anyone to move his cigarettes. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'm going to be patient.